بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the guideline that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that if you have to obey, if you have to follow the majority of those who are in this world, then يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they will mislead you, they will guide you astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will lead you astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the yardstick and the gauge for what is correct is not necessarily the numbers behind it. Rather, you are obliged to follow and to obey the laws and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives an example of one such law, and how it is necessary to obey the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of whether it makes sense to a person or not, whether he can understand the wisdom behind it or not, and regardless of how many other people are following that law of Allah. Once a person has been given the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he understands this to be true, then it is necessary for him to abide by it, even if everybody else is going against it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the issue of consuming that meat or those animals upon which the name of Allah has been taken. And we know, as far as our Sharia is concerned, that we have restrictions as far as what we are allowed to consume, especially when it comes to animals, when it comes to meat. One is the type of animal that it is, together with that how it was slaughtered. There's a specific way for the animal to be slaughtered in our deen. And with that, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be taken upon it. And what had happened, the background behind this, was that a group of Sahaba had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said to him, O Nabi of Allah, the mushrikeen or the disbelievers keep on taunting us, and they have posed the question to us that you Muslims, you want to eat those animals which you slaughter and which you take Allah's name upon, but those animals which Allah is killing, in other words, an animal which we would say dies of natural causes, which we would call maita or carrion, so they say that those animals, in reality, nobody has taken its life. Allah has taken its life, and you don't want to eat from that. So how is it possible, or how is it logical, how does it make sense that what your own hands have killed, you eat from that, and what Allah has killed, you do not want to eat? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and before going into the explanation or the reason behind it, Allah immediately first mentions the law once again, that whether you understand it or not, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ رَسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, eat from that which Allah's name has been taken upon, إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you have iman and belief in his ayat, in his verses. So before we even give you the explanation or the wisdom or the reason behind it, just understand that this is something that you have to do. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah's name has been taken on an animal, then only are you allowed to consume it, and you are not allowed to consume carrion, because Allah's name has not been taken upon it. And thereafter Allah mentions, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ رَسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, that what is the matter with you that you don't want to eat from that which Allah's name has been taken upon? Because the Sahaba were now feeling a bit reluctant that we have taken the lives of these animals, so how should we eat from here? So Allah says, what is the matter that you don't want to eat from that which Allah's name has been taken upon? وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, whereas Allah has already explained in great detail to you those animals or those things that he has made unlawful for you. This has been mentioned to you before, and this is referring to the verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah mentions a few categories of items that are not permissible to consume. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ, if there is flowing blood, then this makes it impure. If it is the meat of a swine, this also you cannot consume. And a few other categories that have been mentioned. So Allah has already clarified this for you, what is impermissible. And it is definitely permissible to eat an animal that you have slaughtered. So Allah says, those animals that are impermissible for you, إِلَّا مَضْطُرِرْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ. In the verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, those things have been mentioned. You cannot eat swine, you cannot eat this, you cannot eat that, unless you are compelled, unless you are coerced, or rather you are forced to do so by situation or by circumstance. In other words, ulama give the example of a person who is about to die of hunger. He hasn't eaten for a few days perhaps, and there is absolutely nothing else available besides the meat of carrion. some animal that has died of natural causes, or some other meat that is normally impermissible and haram, now due to this person's pressing need, his life is going to be lost, or he is going to become extremely ill if he does not eat right now, then of course it will be permissible for him. In other circumstances, it will not be allowed. But nevertheless, what is the purpose of mentioning all of this is that halal has been made clear to you, haram has been made clear to you. You should not allow the statements of these people to influence what you do or what you don't do. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ Allah says many people mislead others following their own desires without having any grounded knowledge. It is just their desire, it is just something that has come to their minds. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُعْتَدِينَ Verily your Rabb knows best regarding those who transgress. So Allah is telling you that these people are transgressors. They have not abided by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't allow their statements, their logic, their understanding to influence your decision. Thereafter Allah further emphasizes this, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ Abandon that sin which is external and that sin which is internal. And what is meant by this, ulama explain, that sin which is external, as far as your limbs are concerned, where a person does something in full view of others, he is now breaking the command of Allah, this should be abandoned. An internal sin, that which is linked to the heart, to the mind, to a person's thoughts, where he thinks of something evil, or he entertains evil thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person sins in privacy. So external, internal, open and secret sin should be avoided. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ Allah says, verily those who perpetrate sin, they will definitely be recompensed for what they commit. Every deed of theirs will have to be presented in the court of Allah, and they will then get their jaza and their recompense. And thereafter, to end the ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this command, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ Do not eat from that which Allah's name has not been taken upon. So an animal dies of natural causes, this is regarded as carrion. Yes, maybe a person may say that Allah is the one who has taken its life. Of course, even when we slaughter an animal, Allah is ultimately taking its life. But the gauge for what will make something permissible and what will be impermissible is that the name of Allah has to be actively taken upon the animal when it is slaughtered. So do not eat from that which Allah's name was not mentioned upon. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ Allah says this is an act of fisq, of sin, of disobedience. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ Allah says the shayateen, the devils, they whisper to their friends in order to argue and dispute with you. And a few days back or a few weeks back we had discussed shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, that you get shayateen, devils, from man and from jinn. And here again Allah is referring to these disbelievers as shayateen, as devils. Why? Because their acts are devilish in nature. Their attributes are devilish. They continuously try to mislead people, to argue with people who are following the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ If you have to obey them, إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ You will be guilty of ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the link between this and the verse that we had discussed yesterday, وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ That if you have to obey and follow the majority, then they will mislead you from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah explains this again. If you have to obey them and follow them, you will be guilty of ascribing partners with Allah. Why? Because only Allah should be followed. Only Allah should be obeyed. And you should not bother about what anybody else says. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.